John, the 6th chapter, and I will be reading, the first 14 verses. I think it's on that one. Yes.
Okay.
St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning at the first verse. When you find it, say amen.
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 And these things Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw the great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these should may eat?" And he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, again, Lord, we just can't praise you enough. Can't thank you enough, God, for all the blessings you've sent our way. And we ask, Lord, that you just continue to lead us and to guide us and to show us the way. Lord, we'd ask that you would take these scriptures, use them this morning, O Father, as you will. Hide us, O God. Keep us behind the curtain. Keep us, O Lord, out of sight, that you might be seen. Let us not make a mistake this morning, Lord, but just bring forth that which you would have. We leave it to you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. The scriptures that I've read are quite familiar. They're scriptures that have been read time and time and time again. Of that great miracle that Christ did, as he had been with his disciples and with the peoples, and he left and he was trying to probably to go aside that he might be able to talk to God quietly, privately. But it wasn't going to happen, because the crowds followed him. And as he went around the Sea of Galilee, Tiberias, he went to the other side. And as he went to the other side, he went up on a mountain. And you know, it's always good to go up on the mountain to talk to God. All down through the scriptures, you'll find Moses went up on the mountain when he received the commandments. And we find that getting up on the mountain, it seems like in the climbing up there that you get just a little bit closer to God. And if you've never done it, try it. You love it. Well, you get out there and you get out of all the commotion of the valleys and the traffics and what have you, and if you get find yourself back in a place where maybe it's quiet, and you can talk to God. Christ was no different. He had to talk to the Father. He had to talk to the Father as well as we do, to stay in connection. As he was going up there, he looked, and what do you know? Here come a whole multitude of people following after him because they had seen the miracles that he had done to the diseases. He had healed those that were sick or afflicted. He had done, and they was following him probably curiosity for healing. Who knows what? But they realized this man had something. He had something that they had never seen before, and they wanted it. As he was there on that mountain, he was looking over the crowd, he knew what was going to happen from the very start. He was no question to him. And he saw all these people, and he says, how are we going to feed these people? How are we going to feed all these people? And this was Philip he was talking to. And he said to Philip, he said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Well, Philip looked on the situation as you or I would have, probably. And he looked on the situation and he looked at it as the physical means that they had. And he said, 200 pennyworth, or 200 denarius, or whatever you want to count it. But one of them was a day's wages. So he's looking at 200 days, or almost a year's wages, would not buy enough bread to feed all that was out there in front of him. The 5,000, approximately, 5,000 people, men. He looked on the situation of Philip, he looked at it practically. As you or I would. So Philip was one that we might say that was the purchasing agent today, the one that was responsible for gathering, getting whatever they needed. Judas Iscariot had the money, but that's all they had was the 200 denarii. And as he brought to their attention, he said, what would this buy? He said, it's not sufficient that every one of them may take a little. But then one of his disciples spoke up. One of his disciples was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he spoke up and he said, there is a lad here. There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? The only thing that we could see, that they could see that they had, was this young lad that had brought his lunch. He had 5 little barley loaves, and now I'm not talking about big loaves, but they were just tiny little, as we might say, biscuits. He had 5 of them and a couple of little fishies. But what are they among so many? When you've got 5,000 men sitting on the ground out there, no doubt with their wives and children, no telling, there must have been 15,000 peoples out there. And we're going to feed 15,000 people with 5 little biscuits and 2 little fishies? No way. That's what you or I would say today, probably. No way. Can't happen. But Christ knew the situation, and he knew what was happening, and he knew what he was going to do. He says to the men, he said, have them sit down. Get yourselves in order first. Get yourselves in order first. Then see what God can do. Have the men sit down on the grass. They did it. They sat down in companies. And as they sat there, they were obedient to what he said. That now he could do the miracle that he knew he was going to do. The lad brought forth his lunch. Oh boy. Now, can you imagine a small lad, of course, children are children. But if that were you or I, we'd probably say, you ain't getting my dinner. We'd put it back, and we'd hide it, or we might put it under our coat or something like that, and reach in and get a nibble once in a while, and say, who's seen me do that, you know? We might just snitch a little bit. He willingly gave all that he had, all of the physical energy, the meal, whatever you want to call it. He gave it all to Jesus. He brought forth and gave it to him willingly. Jesus took the fishes and the biscuits, and he raised them up and blessed them. He gave them the blessing that God would bless it. Then he started to hand them out. He did not directly give it to her. He didn't throw it out there and say, come and get it, or he didn't do that. Everything was done in decency and in order. Very, very important that things are done accordingly as God would have them done. As he took the bread and the fishes, he gave it to the disciples. Then the disciples went out and gave it to the multitude, those that were on the ground. And I can just imagine him giving each one of them a part. As he took these little fishes, no doubt this lunchbox that he brought it in or whatever it was, as he handed it to his disciples, there was another one in his place. Yes. And as he picked him out and he gave it to the disciples, and the disciples went out and gave it to the others, I can imagine as he started handing them out that he couldn't get rid of them. That every time that he handed one out, another one took its place. Until they all had eaten, every one of them had eaten, and every one of them was filled. And after that, he looked on us and he says, pick up the fragments, that nothing would be lost. Nothing would be lost. And they did. How much did they get? You would think the little crumbs and everything, like, well, there wouldn't be anything left. Of course, they was hungry and they devoured everything. 12 baskets full. 12. Well, there was 12 of them that was taken up, that was handed it out, wasn't there? There was 12 of them. Each one of the disciples picked up a whole basket full of that crumbs that was left over. Beautiful story of how God can take something so little. And I'm reminded of Elijah when he went to the poor widow's house. And he went in and she said she didn't have anything other than just enough meal there to make one little cake. And they're going to eat it and then die. He said, give it to me. Secret, give it to me. She gave him the very last that she had. She gave it to him and the oil that she had. It was it. It was done. She was finished. She gave it to Christ. Or to Elijah. Same difference. Gave it to Elijah. And she made the cake. And went back, probably after that, said, well, we're done. But she looked in that barrel. Well, I thought we used it all. Here it is again. She looked at the oil. Well, there's still more oil. Praise the Lord. That is just exactly the way God works. That's just exactly the way God works in our church. That's just exactly the way we came in a multitude, and we come in needing, we're hungry. Not physically hungry, we are spiritually hungry. You are here this morning because you need spiritually fed. And you know, if we accept that little bitty bit that comes from this preacher, which is not much, but little is much when God is in it. If God sends forth the message, then hear it and adhere to it, because he can take very little and make much of it. Yes, he can take a few little peoples like we are here in this church, and he can magnify it to thousands. The lesson that we read just a couple of weeks ago said one man was as a thousand. He can take each and every one of us and make us as thousands if we be obedient and if we don't hide that lunch bucket under our coat, if we don't take them biscuits and keep them to ourselves and hoard them up, if we don't take that barrel of meal, what's left of it, and say, no, we're going to eat this and then die. If we're willing to give that very last drop to God, if we're willing to give up all of our personal gripes and habits and all this, if we're willing to give it all to God, then he can use it and multiply it till you won't know what. Yes, can do. He will take very little. All we look at each other and we say, well, I can't do much. I can't do a whole lot. He can take that little, that very little that you have got, and multiply it into you would not know what. You might see someone that you've been praying for walk through that door and fall at this altar and be saved. Wow! Would it be worth it? Would it be worth it to give up that little that we have, to give up our pride, to give up all these things that is an interference between us and God? Yes. He can take that and make it into something great. Yes. In this day of chaos out there in the world, it's a place that just seems like it's just would cover us up, just devour us, destroy us. But yet if we, as individuals, as we, as children of God, as Christians, as we call our name Christian, means to be what? Christ-like, absolutely. If we would just give as Christ gave his very all to us. Yes, the lad gave his biscuits. Can you imagine when his mama packed that lunch for him that morning? Can you imagine when probably she knew he was... If she did it, he may have done it himself. I don't know. But anyhow, when he packed that lunch, when he put them little barley loaves in there and them little fishies, he said, well, that'll make my lunch for today at noon. Yeah, when I get hungry. Yeah. Can you imagine what he would have thought if he'd have knew how many people that was going to feed? Wow. Or what God was going to do with that little thing that he had prepared. Let me tell you something, folks. If we would prepare ourselves, if we will prepare ourselves in the name of Jesus, if we will prepare ourselves and be willing to present that we prepare to him, you can't even imagine the results that's going to come out of it. Wow! Fill the church? Absolutely. To overflowing? Absolutely. Yes. But you see, it's hard. It's hard for you. It's hard for me. Just to give it all, just to absolutely say, well, yes, take me. We can do it spiritually. Physically, we might not be able to. We have to, each and every one of us has to provide for our family. We have to do this, we have to do that. Absolutely do, and that is very important. But in doing so, we can give of ourselves to the Lord Jesus. Commission. Yes. If we commit ourselves completely to Him, things will happen. Things will happen. Well, that little lad, as he brought forth that lunch and he gave it willingly, he presented it to Jesus. He said, do with it as you will. And it just kept multiplying. Kept multiplying. If you want to see the blessings in your life multiply, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. You can't even begin. You know, I was talking about the day we had yesterday. There was people come from Parkersburg, Charleston, Washington, D.C., over in Ohio, up in Pennsylvania, and all around. Well, you know, it surprised me. And I was amazed at how people did respond. Because evidently, some of those were our immediate family. And you could expect that if they didn't show up, we'd write them in. But you, someplace along the line, our lives has touched some of those people. Through our ministry, through our friendship, through our caring, through anything you might say. Let me tell you, folks, when you give your life to Jesus Christ and you dedicate yourself and you say, Lord, here am I, take me, use me as you will, things will happen. It can spread all over the world. Yes, but he said in the last, he said, pick up the crumbs. Pick up the crumbs. That nothing be lost. Yes. When we complete our meal, we don't waste nothing. Christ was not a person, although he could provide, he could materialize anything that he wanted to, but yet, not one thing was wasted. Nothing. I don't know about you folks, but sometimes I get so disgusted at the waste of food that you see, and people starving to death, you know. You see garbage cans that, and there's nothing that irked me more probably in all my life was to see one of the kids load up a plate with food, take one little bite off of it, and say, I don't want any more of it. Yes. That's not God's way. Waste not. Nothing should be lost. 12 baskets full. Those 12 baskets full went to the 12 disciples, and I would imagine, what did they do with those 12 baskets? They kept on and on and on and on. They fed and they fed and they fed, and they're still feeding today right here at this altar today. We can be filled to the overflowing. We can be filled to the over. Yes, food for the soul. We can be filled to the overflowing if we'll just allow Him to do it. Yes, those disciples are still feeding yet this day. This church is still feeding downstairs as well. But we can feed on the Spirit right here and now. You know, we all come short. We all fail. We get hungry for the Spirit. And God can fill that need. We sometimes let pride get in our way. We say, well, what would that person over there think about if I was to go forward, or if I was to, you know, bow my knees? Don't let that person sitting over there, or that deceiving of Satan, and that's exactly what it is. Don't let that interfere with your being filled with the Holy Spirit. God's good. He's blessed us. He blessed those people. He fed them. And He's willing to feed us today. If we would just open up and say, yes, sit down. Sit down on the grass. Be in order. Say, Lord, yes. Yes, I will. Father, again, as we bow, we thank You, Lord, and we praise You for Your Spirit. We praise You, Lord, for filling us, O God, with the food of the soul. And Lord, although we fail You so miserably, we thank You, Lord, for picking us up. We ask You, God, just to fill us this morning with the sweetness of the Spirit. And Lord, if there be one here that's growing cold, or Lord, is that troubled, that has that need, we ask, O God, for the strength and the courage just to come forward and give it to Thee. And leave it at this altar. We ask You, Father, just to take us, use us, bless us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we stand and sing our hymn of invitation, if there's a need in the house this morning,